Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today we report about staycations, vacations close to home. Answer a question about American presidents after they leave office, and play music by Isaac Hayes, who died this week. August is a popular time for Americans to go on their summer vacations. But this year, many Americans are not traveling very far. Many people are deciding to take staycations, vacations where you stay at home. Barbara Klein tells us more.
This summer, many Americans are feeling the effects of increased prices for many things, including gasoline and airline tickets. The exchange rate of the dollar has also made international travel much more costly for Americans. One smart way Americans are avoiding such high costs is by taking vacations at home instead of driving or flying to faraway places. Staycations make hotels, long drives, and airline flights unnecessary, and they provide a chance for people to enjoy activities in their hometown. Many Americans consider their time at home like a real vacation. They pay their bills and take care of housework ahead of time so they will be able to have more fun. And they use local travel guides to find good information about nearby places to visit. Several cities in the United States have launched creative marketing campaigns to get their citizens to have fun staying in town. For example, if you lived in Boston, Massachusetts, you might see 3.5-meter tall red pins placed near important cultural and historical places in the city. These large structures can be found in places such as the Boston Common and the New England Aquarium. The pins show Bostonians and visitors all the interesting places to see in the city. San Diego, California has a staycation campaign aimed at people who live within a day's drive of the city. The San Diego Visitor Center has a website that makes finding restaurants and events in the city easy. The website states that nothing should stand in the way of a good vacation, not even a slow economy. New York City has a Go Local website that gives a list of free or low-cost activities around the city. For example, activities last weekend included an international yo-yo convention and a food tour of the Harlem neighborhood. Of course, not all Americans live in big cities. Staycations also offer a chance to read, enjoy nature, go to the local swimming pool, spend time with family, and just rest. And that sounds like a nice vacation to us.
Our listener question this week comes from Cambodia. Supwa Wang wants to know what American presidents do when they leave office. After a president serves 2 terms in office, he or she may not run for president again. However, a former president may stay in politics as an elected member of Congress. For example, America's sixth president, John Quincy Adams, served as a member of the House of Representatives after he left office as president. The 17th president, Andrew Johnson, was later elected to the Senate. A president may even become a Supreme Court judge. William Howard Taft became Chief Justice several years after completing his term as president in 1913. It is more common for former presidents to publish books about their experiences or speak to groups of people about many different issues. Stephen Wayne is an expert on the American presidency and the author of The Road to the White House. He said that presidents make money, they raise money, they write books and do other kinds of things like volunteer their time. Mr. Wayne said that former presidents want to talk about their experience and use their position to tell the next president and the government how to make a better world. Former President Jimmy Carter won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to solve issues related to human rights. He continues to help build homes for poor people with the organization Habitat for Humanity. Former President Bill Clinton leads a private foundation that carries out a number of projects in developing countries. These include HIV and AIDS treatment, poverty reduction, leadership development, and working toward racial, ethnic, and religious understanding. Former presidents also receive large amounts of money each year called pensions. They receive almost $200,000 each year for the rest of their lives. They also receive money for travel, supplies for their office, and to pay the people who work for them. Singer, songwriter, and actor Isaac Hayes died last Sunday at his home in East Memphis, Tennessee. Hayes' doctor said the 65-year-old musician died of a stroke. Catherine Cole tells about Isaac Hayes and plays some of his music.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about? Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
That music comes from the 1971 movie Shaft. It earned composer Isaac Hayes an Academy Award for Best Original Song. He also won two Grammy Awards for the movie's music. Isaac Hayes was born in Covington, Tennessee, in 1942. His mother died young, and his father left when he was a child. Isaac's grandparents raised him. He worked in cotton fields while growing up. Isaac started singing in church when he was just 5 years old. He also taught himself to play piano and other instruments. Hayes started his career in the music industry in the 1960s in Memphis. He wrote the songs Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming, which became hits for the group Sam and Dave.
So hold on.